There's a book called The English Gardener, or A Sure Guide to Young Planters and Gardeners, which advises the reader to spend spare time in the garden, digging, setting out or weeding, and there's no better way to preserve your health. But the remarkable thing about this book is it was written in 1699, and the advice given is still relevant today. But being active is not solely good for our physical health, it also has many benefits for our mental health. Of course, there's a scientific explanation. When we are active, endorphins, the body's feel-good chemicals, are released. And according to some scientists, being active improves well-being because it improves self-esteem. Indeed, there are numerous surveys which show that people with a physically active lifestyle feel happier and more content with life. It's no surprise at all that being active is one of the five actions included in the Mental Wellbeing Personal Toolkit for a Happier, Healthier Life, otherwise known under the acronym of CLANG, which is Connect, Keep Learning, Be Active, Take Notice and Give. I want to emphasise that being active doesn't necessarily mean training to become the next Wimbledon champion. I mean, it's far from it. We all have the flexibility in our lives to participate in activities, particularly ones which meet our own abilities, interests, lifestyles and enjoyment. So find time to actively clang at some point in your day, and a happier, healthier life will be your reward.